Do you think it was a good neighborhood to raise kids?
Well, we moved there in 1959, and then about 1970, the neighborhood took quite a drastic change. It became quite a drug trafficking area, and up around where the fresh pot is. That corner there used to be quite a drug center. That whole block, all four corners there. Yeah. So we lived through that with our children. So they saw a lot of different things, and we tried to keep them from those things. I think we did pretty well in keeping them from them.
Yeah, we got involved with it on the community level. Our neighbor more so than us, Mrs. Loving. Trying to identify drug houses, we had police meet at our house, neighborhood meetings at our home and other homes in the area to try to deal with the drug problem, because it was just pervasive, and that's why nobody wanted to live around here. Mm-hmm. Mississippi was boarded up. So it was interesting when the coffee shop moved in and it said fresh pot, we thought, what? Of course we didn't think coffee pot, we thought drug. Because the corner of Shaver in Mississippi was hot.
That's a drug center.
So we could like fresh pot. So anyway, that was kind of comical.